Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. While I was out running errands yesterday, I drove past Dr. Lee's veterinary office, and each day they post the name for groups of different animals on their sign. Yesterday's was a mob of meerkats. It cracked me up. Some of my favorites from the past include a conspiracy of lemurs, a tower of giraffes, and a flamboyance of flamingos. If you had to give a name to the group that is your family, what would your group name be? Why don't you brainstorm for a few moments and see what you can come up with? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Our last name is Wunderlich, so I'm thinking we might be a wallop of Wunderlichs. If you came up with something fun, have your adult email it to familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com, and maybe I can share some on a future episode. This week, we've been guided by the theme of being together, and there's so much we can learn from the communities animals form. Take those meerkats, for example. They live in tight-knit communities, usually with multiple families living together. Most groups are 20 to 30 strong, but groups as large as 50 have been seen. No wonder they're called mobs. That's a lot of meerkats. But they don't just share burrows. They share responsibilities like helping each other take care of their young, foraging for food, and looking out for danger. Another interesting example is dolphins. The size and makeup of their pods can change. Individual dolphins or small groups of dolphins can join a pod and stay together for a while. They can also split up to form or join other pods. Other animals that do something similar include chimpanzees, African elephants, giraffes, and humans. Yep, that's right. We do the same thing. If you've ever moved to a new town, you've experienced it. When I moved to Grace Harbor, I became part of a new community of people. It was tough at first because I missed my old pod, but we've made new friends and we really love it here. And of course, a blessing we have is something we talked about yesterday, the ability to connect even over long distances. You see, it's as if God wove connection into the very fabric of creation. We were made for community and we all need it. In fact, in the beginning of the Bible, it tells the story of God creating everything. You might notice that every time God makes something, it says, "And God saw that it was good." God makes light, good. God makes dry land, good. God makes plants and animals, good. God makes humans, it says God saw that it was very good. The first thing in the story that God calls not good is the fact that the first human, Adam, was all alone. That's when God decides to provide a partner by creating Eve. Most Bible translations we read in English call Eve a helper, but it means so much more than just someone there to lend a hand. The people who originally wrote the Bible used a word that means an essential helper, someone Adam could not live without. You see, being together, being connected to other people through community is more than just for fun. It is part of God's original design. We were made to live with, care for, and ultimately love each other. Now, that doesn't mean we'll get it right all the time. We'll get on each other's nerves, we'll make mistakes, and we'll hurt each other's feelings. But when anyone feels like they're all alone or left out, that's not what God intended. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Or if you're feeling like a Roomba of rattlesnakes, feel free to try a wiggly prayer. Dear God, we thank you for our family, our community, the human race, and for all creation. When we look at the world around us, it becomes clear that we're all connected. Everyone is important. Everyone is loved by you, and that includes us too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a wonderful Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.